Good morning. We want to guide you today to manifestation and give you some tools that can really assist you in connecting to what you've already created. Let me repeat that back. Because when you think about manifestation, you think about creating something. And what we're talking about in manifestation is aligning to something. Those are two quite different concepts. You may have created in suffering. You may have some beliefs or perception that are caused by your life experiences that you have felt difficult as you experience them. And you might be sitting in a present reality or a place where you're not totally satisfied, where you don't totally have what it is that you truly desire in your life. You can't hate where you are and get to where you want to be. And we would tell you that you shouldn't hate where you are because it's where the divine part of you got to where it wants to be. So this reality or this manifestation that you are so desperately wanting to connect to, it's already out there. It already exists. And now it's a matter of you coming into alignment with it. You have to love how you have created in your experience. You have to love yourself in your greed, in your dishonesty, in your loneliness, in your stubbornness, in your lackiness, whatever it is that you have felt in negativity. You have to know that the divine has received you and has created a preference by everything that you have felt. You can't take a belief or a perception and just throw it out the window that your life experience has caused you to have. You have to allow yourself, allow, surrender to what your life experiences have caused you to feel. And in that way, you can gently, very gently, start to guide yourself in the direction of creating from happiness and joy. You can't keep your mind on the new house, the new mate, more money, or any other manifestation that you are wanting to achieve and achieve it. Because as you focus on it and in its absence of it, you will feel the lack of it. And that does not match the positivity that is needed to create in happiness and joy. So have the desire for the new house, the new mate, more money, whatever it is that you are wanting. And then let go of it. That's the key. Let go of it in the knowing it has been received. It has been culminated. And now your job is to align to it. How do you align to it? Not by asking over and over again and feeling the frustration in the absence of that which you want. That's not going to get you there. You have to gently guide yourself in your life to a feeling that you would have once you obtained the result that you are wanting to have or see in your life. So let go of the manifestation of the material object and grab onto the feeling that you would have once you obtained that material item. So what can you do to align yourself in a feeling that would match the feeling of the creation or the preference in the way that you want to feel that the universe already has? It already knows. The minute you start feeling that way, the minute you start holding resonance with that feeling that you want to obtain, the universe can do nothing else other than send that creation down the chute to you. It's got it ready and waiting. Ah, there's a match. Let's send it. Yeah? Manifestation is not that difficult. What's difficult is feeling the feelings in the absence of it and guiding yourself to a new feeling, a new way of being, when you don't have it, you see. Manifestation speed is speeding up on the plane, if you haven't noticed it. And those of you that are creating in a little bit of negativity and holding on to that negativity, you might be getting an undesired result or a magnification of something that you're not satisfied with. But that's not to be afraid of. That's just to take notice of that there's something stuck in your field that's kicking out emotion over and over again, and the universe is quickly returning on it. Very quickly. But this can go the other way. You can actually have a desire for something, release it to the universe in the knowing, in the understanding that it is created the moment I don't have it, and then guide yourself towards feeling good. Take that item out of the equation. This is what flubs all of you up. You keep focusing on that thing and the absence of that thing, and therefore you can never get that thing. The universe is so magical. It so wants to satisfy you. It wants to thrill you. It doesn't want to send you something that is mediocre or barely enough. That's not how the universe works. It wants to magnify the way that you want to feel in your experience. So if you magnify how you want to feel in your experience, you will become a match to that magnified feeling, and the result will flow through ease, through effortlessness to you. That's how life was meant to be. You were not meant to struggle in your life. You were not meant to be expected to be living a life that was unsatisfactory to you, in not enoughness, in pain, in suffering. That's not why you came here. But you have to understand how you create. That if you feel the lack of something, that feeling is going to get returned on. And as you focus on something that isn't there, it's pretty difficult to feel happy about it, isn't it? But yet this is the route or the way that many of you go about. You can't get your mind off of it. I want to be a musician. I want to be a dancer. I want to be a writer, a best-selling author, whatever it is that you want to obtain. And as you look at your life and as you do the things that you think would create success, hard work, perfect social media, constant efforting in your experience, and yet you still don't get the results that you want, you would think that you would take a look at how you're creating, but you don't. You just keep right on efforting in your experience, and you keep on getting the same, you know what, over and over again. Stop efforting. Know that when you have a feeling or a desire in a way that you want to feel, by a material item or a level of achievement or something you want to become, that you are that, that the universe has received you immediately in that desire, and that that preference awaits arrival to you. But it cannot arrive in your distrust, in your not believing, in your inability to feel worthy of that which you have asked for. You can feel all those things, but just don't think about what you want as you feel them, because you will push it further and further away from yourself. What is it that you can do that can make yourself feel as closely to the way that you would feel if you obtained the desired result that you are calling for in your life? This is the way to manifest a beautiful life, a life that's already created, by the way. It's going to be so satisfying. You're going to be so happy. It's going to be so fast. But you have to let yourself off the hook. You have to quit trying to suck up what you call negativity in the way that you created your experience and look at it more as the truth of which you hold that is actually keeping you separate from what the universe has created by what you have felt. We know we said that pretty fast. You might have to play this back. But we want you to understand there is no such thing as negativity, that that kickback or those emotions that you are feeling or those thoughts that come through you are actually in regard to the way that you perceive and believe in your life that are creating the reality that you sit in. Why would you want to stuff them down or ignore them or make them go away? Just use them as a guide and gently let go of the item or the achievement that you are wanting to get, and then go about life and be happy in it, joyful in it, connected in it, and let yourself match your creation and begin to create from happiness and joy instead of suffering. It's that easy. It's not that difficult. It's just to understand that hanging on too tightly to what you believe will make you happy will distance yourself from the things that will make you happy. Good day.